We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Prism Film Festival is Austin's oldest film festival, and it's coming up August 24th through the 28th in person, and the online component happens August 29th through September 5th. Here to talk about that Prism Film Festival's Bears, Rebecca Fonte. Bears is the artistic director, Aglif and the Prism Film Festival. It's aglif.org. If you want more information, aglif.org, aglif.org. Bears, I appreciate you coming back and seeing me here in person again. It's been, I guess, a year we figured out.
Exactly 12 months, yes.
Yeah, we did it last time for the same reason. Longest running film festival. How long, how many of these have there been now in Austin?
Well, this year is a very special year, actually. It is the 35th festival.
That wouldn't be your silver anniversary. Well, it would be the...
I don't know what gift I'm supposed to give give my president of the board of directors. But 35 years, and we got started in 1987 back at the old Dobie Theater.
And how long have you been the artistic director or involved?
I started with the festival on the board of directors 7 years ago, and I've been the artistic director for the last 2 years.
Fantastic. Well, let's talk about the organization Aglif before we talk about Aglif's Prism Film Festival. For anybody who doesn't know, what is Aglif? What is the Aglif mission? What are you guys working on at Aglif?
Aglif is the All Genders, Lifestyles, and Identities Film Festival. That's sort of our umbrella organization that runs all of our programs. We are the oldest queer film festival in the Southwest and the fourth oldest in the country. We're one of the top ones that when filmmakers make the queer circuit, we're usually their third or fourth stop on the route. And we're very proud of that. And the festival has been running, like I said, for 35 years, but we also do a media camp for queer youth in the summer. We have a film fund for Black filmmakers. And we have, for the last couple of years, we've been doing a mini festival in June, sort of to celebrate Pride, since Austin has this habit of celebrating Pride in a different month than the rest of the country.
And I think we've talked about this in the past. It's because spring is so full of other festivals and events that I think maybe it's just easier to get an event scheduled outside of the typical gay Pride month.
Maybe. Maybe they just wanted it to be hotter.
It doesn't get much hotter than it is this year. So Aglif, you've got programs, and you mentioned them, programs that go year-round, but what we're talking about today specifically is the Prism Film Festival. Does that change the focus of a film festival? Does it have a theme from year to year? And if so, what is the theme this year?
I sort of let themes develop as I look at films, because any year you're going to have a different sort of filmmaking, you know, like Uber feeling, I guess. You know, I noticed this year there were a lot more films that were dealing with the history of AIDS or the current talking about AIDS, you know, revealing your status and everything. Yeah. Because I think we're all living in the face of a pandemic. And so that allows us, you know, the room to go back and look at some issues from the past. So these things sort of develop naturally. As far as the rest of the year goes with the Queer Spectrum series, that's our monthly screening. I'm often playing films during that program that either we couldn't get in time for the festival or are going to get released before the festival. So it's like, well, I don't want to miss out on a great film. So that gives us a chance to play everything, you know, over the course of the year. But for the festival, it's really the best films that are out there right now in the queer festival circuit.
And what is the overarching goal of the film festival? Is it just recognition or a celebration of queer film? What is the goal of the film festival?
we kind of think of our responsibility as bringing queer storytelling to Austin because there's two great reasons for it. One, queer storytellers need to have a place to tell their stories and share their experiences. And so we're giving that opportunity to filmmakers who are early in their career and who are looking for places to show themselves off and network and continue their experiences. And then it's also very important to get queer stories on screen, not just for the queer audiences here, but for the people who maybe don't get that haven't been exposed to that as much. I mean, maybe they're coming to UT from a small town, or maybe they're just rediscovering something about themselves or discovering for the first time and they're stepping foot in some place safe where they can see a bunch of films. And, I know that for a lot of people, coming to Igliff has been such a big part of their coming out story. I know for me, it was when I joined the board. I wasn't even out of the closet, so I joined as a little heteronormative straight boy.
Yeah.
And then within a couple of years, I was like, okay, I feel safe enough that I can come out as transgender.
And of all of the queer film festivals in the country, and there've got to be more than just the Prism Festival here in Austin, is this one of the older? Is it one of the pioneering? Where does it fall as far as within the queer film festivals in the country? Where does this one fall?
Well, being that we are in our 35th year, we are the fourth oldest in the country. So the only ones older than us are Frameline, which is in San Francisco, Outfest, which is in Los Angeles, and then Provincetown. So some pretty big...
Where's Provincetown?
On the East Coast.
Okay.
Where rich people live. I don't know.
It's out in the Hamptons.
It's sort of
somewhere.
That area, yeah. I think it's near Fire Island. I don't know. I'm just going to throw that out there. But places that... an obvious place for a queer festival to pop up. So it's, we're really excited to be part of those first festivals. And we really have, a prophet to thank for Scott Dinger, who worked at the Dolby, who was just trying to program his own theater and coming up with different things to find. And he said, well, what if we did a gay film festival? And, it's lived on ever since then.
Is he still in the mix somehow?
He is, actually. I just saw him the other night, and he'll be at opening night. And we have named our audience award after him. It's called The Dinger.
Oh, that's fantastic. Today on Inside Austin, we're speaking with Bears Rebecca Fonte. Bears is the artistic director, Igliff and the Prism Film Festival. If you want to find out more information about either, it's agliff.org, A-G-L-I-F-F, agliff.org. Bears, let's talk about where the film festival, the Prism Film Festival, happens this year. Is it a new location this year? Obviously, the Dolby is not in the mix this year.
I know. I think it's a Target now. So
it is a Target.
Yes, we're in aisle 14. we are...
It's where the glitter is.
Exactly. Well, it should be, right? Yeah. I will be with where the glitter is, certainly, at the festival. We are at the Galaxy Theater for our second year in a row. It is on the north side of Austin, kind of in the Highland area. The theaters have all been newly redone in the last 3 years. They have beer and wine, and the screens are perfect. So it is a really nice place to show a film.
And how many films are you featuring this year at the Prism Film Festival?
We will have 35 features and about 60 shorts.
Is there something this year that you're really excited about showing people? Something maybe that stands out for you?
I think one of the most important films we're showing this year is a documentary that's our documentary centerpiece, and it's called Black as You Are, which is made by a Black playwright who's, now making films. But it's really all about how in in the last couple of years, when people have been protesting Black Lives Matter, like specifically in Minneapolis with George Floyd, a few blocks away, a young trans woman was beaten to death by a group of young Black women and men. And it's just sort of all about, like, why is this community against itself? Why is there not enough respect for Black queer lives? So it is really a film that just puts it out there and makes you talk about something that I think a lot of people don't talk about. It's a powerful film, and the filmmaker will be here, and he's serving as the mentor this year for our Queer Black Filmmakers program, our Queer Black Voices program. So we'll have three filmmakers in for that who will get to work with him and be exposed to his skill.
Yeah, let me ask you about the opportunity to mix and mingle with the filmmakers of the films that are featured this year in the Prism Festival. Are there opportunities? Do they talk? Do they introduce the films? They take a Q&A after the film? What are the other events surrounding the Prism Film Festival?
Well, they're not behind any velvet ropes at Eaglif. They are amongst us the whole time. I'm hanging out for most of the weekend. I know because I've been making their travel arrangements. they'll be doing intros and Q&As, and they'll be at all the parties and really just hanging out in the lobby. We have a red carpet with a step and repeat right there in the lobby. People will happily take photos with everybody and talk more in depth about the film that they brought.
And what about some of those other events in addition to the Mix and Mingle? What are some of the other events for the weekend that you've got planned surrounding the Prism Film Festival?
We do have an opening night party and a closing night party. And we also have a filmmaker welcome party, which is open to everybody, but we're taking all the filmmakers down to Rain on 4th Street to give them a little bit of queer Austin.
Okay, that'll be fun,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah, and then there'll be a lot of sort of impromptu gatherings. Yeah. There's a lot of great restaurants around the Galaxy area. I think there'll be a couple pop-up receptions and stuff like that.
And I think I saw on your website that kind of the center, at least as far as the hotel, it's the Holiday Inn kind of in the area?
Yeah, it's just like 6 blocks away from the theater. So it's the Holiday Inn, Austin, Midtown, right up there on the same exact street. So
with special room rates, I think.
Special roommates if you're coming in from out of Austin. And we definitely hope that we can be the anchor queer experience for most of the Texas community, a good excuse to come in for the weekend to Austin and hang out and see a lot of great films.
Something tells me that Holiday Inn is going to be it's going to be crazy that weekend.
Well, we are planning on having a majority of our parties there.
Yeah.
All the filmmakers will be staying there. So, you know, if you want a place to bump into filmmakers late night, they'll probably be at the bar there. I know that they said they would stay open as long as there was somebody there.
Okay.
At the bar. That was, you know.
They are going to regret that.
Yeah, don't hold me to that. I mean, I don't think I have it in a contract, but it was said out loud.
They said it. I'm not sure that they knew what that was going to mean.
With these filmmakers, you never know. I mean, these are LA and New York mostly filmmakers, so they want to bring a little bit of Hollywood to Austin. Not that we don't have our own burgeoning film excitement here.
Sure.
And we even have 2 films this year that are from Austin.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah. One of them's called Three-Headed Beast, and it's a film about an open relationship that so 3 people sort of trapped in a love triangle. And the amazing thing about it is the first 40 minutes of the film, there's no dialogue.
Oh.
It's just all done through looks and expressions and movement and stuff like that.
Let me guess, that love triangle somehow goes wrong.
They're not all happy about being one part of a 3-part issue. So
that
yeah.
might be a common story.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the different ways that somebody can attend. Are we talking about membership or badges? What is the way that anybody hearing my voice in Central Texas, if they want to come to the Prism Film Festival, how can they do that?
Well, we encourage the people who want to come to the festival and be part of the organization a little bit more than that to be joined as a member, which is for as low as $300, you get all year round, you get monthly screenings, you get discounts on everything, you get a badge for the festival for free and a virtual badge. And you get like a giant swag bag. So I think we added up all the things you get and it actually adds up to well more than $300. So that's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Festival badges themselves are $125 for the in-person festival. And then there's a virtual badge that you can add on for another $50. Or if you just want to get the virtual pass, if you are hearing this through the glory of the internet in Abilene or something and you don't have a queer film festival, we would love for you to experience the festival virtually, and it's $75.
If you can't make it in person, you can still make it at least virtually.
Exactly. And that's actually available anywhere in the country. So if you live right in Texarkana and you go back and forth over the border, you won't lose your access to the festival. And then, of course, we'll have standalone tickets that go on sale later this week for $15 a piece if you only have time to catch 1 or 2 films. But I guarantee you, if you see 2 films, you'll want to see 15.
And does the Prism Film Festival still need volunteers?
We always need volunteers, and that is the best and easiest way, cheapest way to see the festival, because if you work 1 shift, you get an entire badge. I just found that out yesterday. I was like, well, are you sure? That seems like a really good real. But yeah, no, it's as easy as like helping people go in and out of the theater and handing them, you know, guidebooks and making sure they understand how to buy their tickets. And you get to hang out with a lot of really cool people and go to parties. So yeah, we definitely need volunteers, and we take volunteers all year round. I mean, I have a programming team that watches films with me all year round, and then they're volunteers at the festival.
We've got about a minute left. I'll let you have all 60 seconds, Bears. What is it we didn't get a chance to talk about? What is it you'd like to say to Austin and Central Texas?
Well, I definitely want to push our opening night film, which is called All Man, the International Mail Story, which is about the International Mail Catalog, which is, if you remember, it was something that came in your mailbox. It's sort of, I think of as the gay version of the Victoria's Secret catalog. You grabbed it and you're like, oh my God, look at all these pictures. But it also influenced fashion so much, and that's our opening night film. And it comes from producer Peter Jones, who back in the 80s was a reporter for KVU. He's got a little Austin connection himself, and he's excited to come back to Austin. He hasn't been back here since like the late 80s. So it's a fun film, a documentary that is just going to kick off we'll have some models here from the catalog. We'll have the directors in, and we have an opening night party right after it. So it's a really exciting night on August 24th.
It's the Prism Film Festival. It's Austin's oldest film festival. It's August 24th through the 28th in person or online. It's August 29th through September 5th. It's Bears Rebecca Fonte. Bears is the artistic director, Aglif, and the Prism Film Festival, aglif.org. Again, the date's August 24th through the 28th, and online it's August 29th through September the 5th, the Prism Film Festival. Bears, I appreciate your time today here on Inside Austin.
Thank you for having me, and I hope you come out to the festival. And for everybody listening, please come and tell me what you think of the film.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.